Mark Wilson is wondering, he says, are humans the only picky eaters? Or are other animals fussy too?
Well, there are animals who are very fussy. For example, pandas only live off bamboo, so they'll only eat that one thing. But I think what he was really asking is whether there are animals like humans where certain individuals do and don't like particular foods. When I looked into this, I found many more reports of this in pet animals than in wild animals. So there are lots of people out there who report cats who'll only eat one brand of cat food and dogs who leave certain bits of their kibble. So I was thinking it may be that we just notice it more in pets than in wild animals because we spend more time with them. Or it may be something that only happens when food is plentiful. So you can imagine that even a child who hates broccoli, if it was the only thing available for them to eat, they'd probably eat it. So it could be that picky eaters only really exist when there's plenty of food around.
Anything you're particularly fussy about?
I'm not a big fan of mushrooms. I find them a bit slimy, but generally I eat most things. There was one other thing I found about this, though, that did seem quite interesting, was that they found that some predators tend to choose their food on the basis of nutritional value rather than just calorific content. So when food is plentiful, they'll tend to choose the right diet to maximise their chances of reproducing, so the right proportions of fats and proteins and that sort of thing. So it could be that sometimes being picky is actually for the best for your genes in the long run.
Do mathematicians have any dietary foibles?
I can't stand porridge.
We're getting people sending you suggestions of jokes for your act now, Matt.
Oh, really?
Maths in the City says on Twitter, what did the number 0 say to the number 8?
Oh, this is a classic. Nice belt.
Yeah, where did you get it is the only thing I can add to that one. And Simon in Norwich contributed at the end of his question. He was the guy asking you about vegetables and intelligence things. He says, what's a mathematician's favourite food?
Oh, what's a mathematician's favourite food? Would it be chips because they're square root vegetables?
Oh, that's poor.
That's the best I can do at short notice. All right.
No, he said pie.
Oh, yeah, pie.